Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're here to provide an update on the search for the missing person case of Jalen Griffin. With me is the acting district attorney of Erie County, Mike Kane, Karima Morris with the Bury the Violence, my deputy commissioners, first deputy commissioner Al Wright, Don Kent, chief of detectives, Craig Macy, and special victims unit detective Joel Benz. So an update on the Jalen Griffin missing person case. So Jalen was reported missing on August 6th, 2020. Jalen was last reported to be seen on August 4th, 2020, in the vicinity of his home. The case was handled by the Buffalo Police Department Special Victims Unit. Our Special Victims Unit handles, among other investigations, they handle all missing person cases within the city of Buffalo. They conducted that investigation that began immediately, which included a significant amount of an exhaustive efforts, searching numerous homes, locations, searching with cadaver dogs, fields. They also conducted coordinated grid searches within the city of Buffalo and in areas outside of the city of Buffalo. We followed up on every tip that came in, including multiple psychics that called in tips, spoke with our detectives, and even based off of those tips, we searched all of the areas that were included based on what those psychics said in an effort to leave no stone unturned. And again, they followed up absolutely every single tip. The department also worked with community groups. We know community groups were working independent of the police department, conducting their own searches, putting their own flyers out, and we appreciate the efforts that they put out there. We also provided recently a Crime Stoppers flyer, which you can see on the front of the podium, about less than 2 months ago, about a month and a half ago. Well, we're also working with numerous missing persons clearinghouse organizations, having Jalen's information input into those organizations. But unfortunately, our search came to an end on Friday, a little after 10 o'clock in the morning in the 100 block of Sheffield Avenue, where A-District officers responded to a report of a dead body in the home. Our homicide squad was called to the scene, conducted their investigation, and working with the medical examiner's office, it was quickly put together that the investigation was going to merge with the search conducted by our special victims unit. The body that was located in the house had been there for a significant amount of time. I cannot provide a time frame on that. The ME's office cannot provide a time frame on that. I'll just leave it that it was up there for in the house for a considerable amount of time, or at least found in a condition that shows that he had been deceased for a considerable amount of time. Through the use of dental records, today, it was positively identified to be that of Jalen Griffin, and unfortunately was found exactly one week before his 16th birthday. First and foremost, I do want to extend my sincere sympathies to the family of Jalen. Again, this department has conducted extensive searches, and I want Jalen's family to know that we are working diligently. We will continue to work diligently to bring the next closure for the family. The first closure was finding Jalen and bringing him home, and now we are going to conduct another round of investigations with our homicide squad, continuing work with the Special Victims Unit so that we can bring a next level of closure. We have worked with numerous law enforcement agencies on this case, to include the state police, the FBI. There were other agencies that performed other functions with the use of their cadaver dogs and other technologies. And again, as I said, with the numerous missing persons clearinghouse organizations as well, there's a host of organizations and groups and people that have been diligently searching for over 3.5 years to bring to find Jalen. And unfortunately, the result is not what we wanted. But we did bring Jalen home, and we will continue to work this. So I'm now going to turn this over to the acting district attorney, Mike Kane, for some comments.
Thank you, Commissioner. I will join in Commissioner Grimalia's expression of sympathy and, our deepest condolences for the family of Jalen. This is a young boy. He's 15 years old. This is a tragedy, and it's a terrible way to bring this search to a conclusion. This now begins a homicide investigation. As you know, it's our policy not to discuss any great detail on active investigations, but our investigation is beginning today. Now that it's been confirmed by the medical examiner to be a homicide, the medical examiner will do a thorough and complete investigation, which will include an autopsy. That could take months. We expect it's going to take months. That's going to, hopefully reveal to us some forensic evidence that is going to be significant in the investigation, and that's where the investigation is going to go from here. So I don't have a whole lot to add other than, again, just to restate my sympathies and our office's condolences to the family.
All right, next I'm going to bring up Karima Morris with Bury the Violence.
Thank you. From the family of Jalen Griffin, they would like to thank everyone for their input and effort to diligently work and get him home, to Detective Bentz and Detective Weber, who came on and finalized this to give us closure as to where Jalen was. Also, we would like to thank Detective Hernzak, who came prior to them, and Commissioner Grimaglia, who I started out with when my niece was murdered, and this is where we're going to close the chapter. We will still be meeting at Memorial Drive for Jalen's 16th birthday memorial now service, 6 p.m. At the Paderewski Circle Memorial Drive. Thank you so much, and please keep the family in your prayers.
So, as I said, this investigation has been going on for over 3.5 years. It's been an exhaustive investigation by several members of the Special Victims Unit. They really put everything they had into this investigation and worked it very hard, and I thank them for all the work that they have done. It's the work that they have done that is allowing the homicide squad a significant advancement and the beginnings of their investigation. This will be a joint investigation by both squads, and as I said, we're going to work very diligently on this. And I thank all the detectives and Special Victims Unit for the amount of work they put into this. This is nothing short of a tragedy for a 12-year-old boy to go missing, and for it to end this way. This is an absolute tragedy. It's very sad. It's very hard to get through this press conference, but we have work to do, and we're going to continue doing that work. So. We will take questions. There's not a lot we can answer. We'll do the best we can, but we will take questions.
Commissioner, the call that came in, are you able to elaborate any more on you know, what was said in that call and the house he was found in? Was that vacant? Was it occupied?
It's an occupied structure. It's an occupied structure that somebody was in the house with a valid reason and came across. I'm not going to get into where inside the house the body was located, but they came across the body and then immediately called the police.
And what neighborhood was that in again?
It was in the 100 block of Sheffield in South Buffalo.
Now, you said it was going to be a homicide investigation. What have you discovered that makes it a homicide?
So I didn't mention in my opening statement, the medical examiner has conducted the autopsy and they have ruled that it is a homicide. I will not get into the manner and cause of death, but it is a homicide. So now it is in the hands of the homicide squad.
Is this something that happened 4 years ago, the homicide?
I can't get into. I don't know the answer to that. The ME is going to have a lot of work to do. All I can say is that the condition of the body shows that it has been deceased for quite some time.
Is the homeowner the same homeowner that would have owned the home in 2020 on Sheffield?
We're looking into everything. I'm not going to confirm that information.
Are people anyone currently being interviewed or questioned in connection to this?
We've been interviewing a lot of people, and I say we, the detectives. The detectives have interviewed a lot of people. That will continue. As you see the Crime Stoppers flyer up front, there is that reward that stands, and we will ask. We are asking anyone with any information, and we've done several things along the way to keep this case in the media, to keep it fresh. And I know some of these organizations put billboards up, kept flyers up, and now that Jalen has been found, we're hoping that some people will come forward with some other information. But interviews have been, a lot of that has been done, and they will continue to be done.
Any official suspects or persons of interest?
No, I'm not going to get into that right now.
With the Special Victims Unit being involved, is this a sex trafficking thing? Is this...
So the Special Victims Unit, and thank you for asking that question, that's why I put it in the opening, but I'll explain further. Special Victims Unit investigates sex crimes, they investigate domestics, they investigate missing persons. There's a large umbrella, those are the largest of the things that they investigate, but there's a large umbrella of things that they investigate. So I'm not going to comment on anything beyond that other than Special Victims Unit investigates a wide variety of cases. Missing persons, that's why it went to them. So now, not personally, we just got confirmation of this a couple of hours ago. Detective Bentz, along with homicide detectives and a homicide sergeant, went out and spoke with the family about an hour and a half or so ago, maybe a little over almost 2 hours ago, spent some time with the family. They were made aware that we were going to be doing a press conference, and I have not spoken with them since. We've been preparing to get this information out.
What's the reaction of the family? Are they relieved? Are they sad? I know sad, obviously, but what is the reaction from the family after this long?
Detective Bentz, do you want to address some of that?
Come up to the podium, please.
Just briefly.
Sure.
Detective Joel Bentz from Special Victims Unit.
They express gratitude for being able to close this chapter, and they understand that another chapter is being started and that will, comprise of doing further investigations.
And the family, this is obviously, they just found out, they found the official deceased. This is going to be a tough time for them, right?
I imagine so, yeah.
Anyone else?
How rare are these cases where you have a young victim go missing for this long and then obviously to turn up dead at this point?
I mean, I don't think we've had one in quite some time. I think for this kind of, time frame, I don't recall quite some time where we've had one like this, so. Someone who had a reason to be in the home, so not an not a resident. Someone who had a reason to be an actual reason to be in the home. Sorry, I'm trying to be a little cautious on how I say it, but someone did have an actual reason to be in the home.
Can you confirm that there were no sightings or anything of Jalen, recently in this search, or is there anything you can elaborate on that investigation?
We had taken some tips along the way that. People had said that they thought that they had seen him. Without knowing a time frame, but knowing the condition, I think I can say with certainty that it has not been in quite some time. But like I said, in the investigation at the onset, The last known sighting that was reported to us through the investigation was that 2 days before, on August 4th, 2020. That's, you know, all a part of the investigation. So, you know, we hope to bring this matter to a close and turn it over to the district attorney's office where all that will come to light.
Just details on the memorial.
You want to come to the microphone?
So we will have a candle vigil memorial at the Paderewski Circle, which is Memorial Drive outside of the old train station. Monday, he would have been 16. It will be at 6 p.m.
Today.
Monday, the 22nd. Correct. Okay. That would have been his 16th birthday.
Okay. Commissioner, if I could ask you if you can speak to this. I mean, did neighbors tip you guys off at all to this? I would imagine the decomposing body's been there for a while, or it would be a scent.
We did not get any calls on that prior to this. So this was a new call on this. We had nothing related to this at that address before.
And it was an occupied home, but the person who discovered him had a reason to be there, but wasn't the occupant.
Yeah, it's a multiple unit dwelling there. So there's, without getting into any more specifics, but the person that called the police, you know, had every reason to be there to make that call.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.